The event had been scheduled by the church's Gun Violence Awareness Subcommittee before the mass shooting in Las Vegas and was expanded to include a vigil for the dozens who died and the hundreds who were wounded. The panel discussion featured Lou Michelle and Tiffany Lankes. As Buffalo News reporters, they studied the effects of violence on students and their academic achievement. Lankes has since left the news. Paul McQuillan is upstate coordinator of New Yorkers Against Gun Violence. McQuillan says gun control is coming, but it's probably a long way down the road.
If we think things are going to happen overnight, it's not going to happen overnight. I'm not going to be disappointed if it doesn't happen this year, because I know there's 2018 elections, there's 2020 elections. So we just have to be vigilant. We have to work hard. We have to go out, beat the paths, knock on doors, and get our candidates elected, and make Congress abide by the desires of the American people.
McQuillan says 90% of the American public favors mandatory background checks for gun purchasers. Lankes and Michelle prepared a video which looks at issues of violence in Buffalo and in city schools. The event concluded with candles and a video about the young people killed in Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.